Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Statistics time and time again show that Australians actually have some of the longest working weeks, the most unpaid overtime, and the biggest discrepancies between work-life balance, or as I like to talk about it, work-life imbalance, than a lot of other societies in the Western world. And our focus on work and wanting to achieve and be incredibly good hard workers can actually be, for a lot of people, associated with increased stress, as well as both kind of physical and mental health issues. With more and more time being spent at work, work becomes a really, really important reference point, and quite often is the second question that we get asked. Hi, how you going? How's work? So it's really important as a way of defining kind of who we are. We look to what we do. In this way, work can actually work for or against us. Can be a really important thing, but it can actually also, as I said, be the cause of difficulties and issues. Christopher Michelson from the Opus College of Business at the University of St. Thomas in Minneapolis actually asks his students, and has done for a number of years, three questions when they're going through their last year of university studies. The first one is, a year out of the program, what would you expect your job to be? The second one is, what kind of job contributes the most to your general well-being? And the third one is, practicality aside, if you could be anything 10 years from this point in time, what would it be? So the first question kind of looks at the pragmatics and looks at the market fit between the student and what the role that they'll be going into. The second one looks at the idea of the social responsibility of work and what people believe they should be doing in their roles. And the third one kind of helps paint a picture of what students consider to be meaningful work and align with their values and their dreams. Absolutely shockingly, time and time again, Michelson actually finds that there's almost no overlap in the answers that people give to these questions. When it comes to the pragmatics, people often discuss that they're going to find themselves in jobs related to marketing, management, finance, or information technology. And when it comes to looking at the second question about social responsibility, they describe roles such as being a social worker, a scientist, doctor, teacher, or working for charity as being roles which are good for ticking the box of social responsibility. And when they talk about their actual dream jobs, the jobs that are meaningful for them, they often focus on things like the arts, entertainment, sport and recreation. And these are the things that they find fulfilling and meaningful for them. A little bit shocking that there's no overlap there. This is all in the context of studies, again, showing that even though we work and the primary reward for the days that we spend at the office is actually money, that money does not actually equal happiness. That up to a certain point in our society and others, the point where money can actually create resources, can ensure safety and security for people, and can help them to have their basic needs meet, then money is closely associated with happiness. But beyond that, happiness actually plateaus, and increases of happiness are not actually tied or linked in any way with money. So really clearly there we can see the difference between the pragmatism of being in a role, the bigger meanings that it actually gives us, and also the difference between being financially resourced and being fed and flourishing in our roles and finding happiness. So think about the links between money, work and happiness this week on Mind Games.